This is Jill Hurst Wall with Being Social. Do you watch television with thousands of your closest friends? Likely you do, and you may not even realize that you're doing it. For example, this past weekend I watched the Grammys. And if you watch the Grammys, and if you're like me, there are people who presented, who performed, and who won that you didn't know. And the broadcast didn't do a good job of really telling us who all those people were. And so, what did you do? Well, I turned to the internet, to Twitter, and the hashtag Grammy. I also turned to Google and did some searches there. But honestly, the hashtag Grammy worked wonders, because among the thousands of people, those thousands of my closest friends on the internet, someone was documenting exactly who was on stage and who was winning and who was singing. And so, in lightning speed, from the idea of I don't know who that person is to having an answer was wonderful. Think about how you're watching TV, how you're interacting with other people, with people who are following the news, people making news. How are you keeping up to date on politics, on war, on strife, on economic unrest, on entertainment? Are you following those topics with thousands of your closest friends? Likely you are. So, do them a favor. You're learning from them. You're gathering information from them. Now, give back. You be the person feeding information out. See something worth commenting on? Send it out through social media. Watching a television show and have a pithy comment about who's on the screen or what's going on. Maybe you know something that you want to share, that you should share. Go ahead, do it. Realize, like on the Grammys, who that artist is and why they blathered on so long in their acceptance speech. Go ahead. I'm sure someone else wondered the same thing, and you might have the actual answer. So go ahead. Share it. Become a sharer. That's all I'm asking. You're receiving from social media. Spend time sharing. That's it for this edition of Being Social.